recording now. My name is Vonnie Sandlin and I'm the President of the National Union of Students in Scotland. Yeah, I mean, the poll that's been done by ERS Scotland shows very clearly that young people care deeply about political issues and really want to make positive changes in their communities. But it's quite a dichotomy to see that the majority who were surveyed don't feel that they can vote for politicians who represent them. NES Scotland believes that politicians have got a clear role to play, not just in encouraging students and young people to vote, actually, but to ensure that their political agendas are shaped and co-created by young people and students. The most effective way to encourage students and young people to vote is by including them in setting the policies and the manifesto pledges that politicians are standing on. So we want to see, obviously, students and young people making sure that they're registered to vote by the deadline on Monday, but also in long term, that political parties in Scotland and beyond are making sure that they are reaching out to young people and including them. Absolutely. When I've been out and about over the last couple of weeks trying to make sure that students know that they can be registered to vote both at home and at their term time address, the issue of 16 to 17 year olds being disenfranchised in the UK elections is one that has come up consistently. And, you know, if you think about it and you think about the logics of it, at 16, your MP can send you off to fight for your country. At 16, you could marry your MP, but you can't vote for them. There's a huge cognitive dissonance there that I think the country really has to get a grip on. And we absolutely believe that 16 and 17 year olds should have the right to elect their MPs. I absolutely believe that the current political climate is one that is quite scary and quite problematic over the long term, especially with Brexit looming on the horizon, and Brexit seems to be the defining issue of this general election. It's absolutely right that young people are completely immersed in what this change might mean and that they are involved with political parties and politicians in shaping what the best Brexit could possibly look like in terms of protecting opportunities for young people and making sure that our communities are reflective of the kind of communities that young people want to be living in the future. No worries. Can I just add one thing? And that is the deadline to register to vote is obviously at 11:59 p.m. on Monday evening. If you don't know where you're going to be on June the 8th, you can apply for a postal vote. You have to download a form from gov.uk/register-to-vote and get that into your local authority by Tuesday. And if you're not sure where you're going to be, if you're not going to be in the country, you can also appoint a close family member as a proxy vote to go and cast your vote on June the 8th. But whatever you do, make sure that your voice is heard on June the 8th and that you are registered and able to cast your vote. Wonderful. No worries.